Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am reviewing the new horror comedy, The Blackening.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me, don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome! Today, I'm reviewing the new movie, The Blackening. The Blackening is a rated R horror comedy, runs 1 hour 36 minutes, written by Tracy Oliver and Dwayne Perkins, based on a 2018 short film of the same name by comedy troupe Threepeat, directed by Tim Story. So, this film, it's an interesting film. I do remember the short that came out, a little fun clip. I'm not sure I call it a short film, but, I remember that. And I had forgotten when I saw the poster at first. I thought it seemed like familiar, but the poster on it says in big letters, because it's an all black cast in the picture, and it says, which one do you choose first? You know, playing off of the trope that the black person is always the one killed first in a horror movie. So, they wanted to play off of that. And, with some success, I think they did. It stars, Grace Byers, Jermaine Fowler, Melvin Gregg, X Mayo, Dwayne Perkins, Antoinette Robertson, Cinqua Walls, Jay Farrow, Yvonne Orji, and Diedrich Bader, as maybe one of the lone Caucasian people. The story: seven friends go away for the weekend, only to find themselves trapped in a cabin with a killer who has a vendetta. They must pit their street smarts and knowledge of horror movies against the murderer to stay alive. Now, this film had me with the poster drew me in. I wanted to see it from then. I wasn't sure whether this was going to be a comedy in as in like a satire, like Bodies, 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 or if it was going to be closer to Scary Movie. I had been told, right before I went to see it, I was told it's closer to Scary Movie. And I was like, I don't know about that. That's not, I like my horror comedy, but I like it a little different. You know, I don't want it complete parody. I like satire more than parody. Let's say those are very different. And what I found it to be was a little, I wouldn't say Scary Movie. It definitely is. It's a self-aware film. They very much, you know, I would say it's closer to Scream as far as everything is being taken seriously, but they acknowledge how there are rules for horror movies and looking where they are. And let me talk about the best things about the film, what I loved about the film. What I loved was, I was like, man, this is a very black film. This is a black culture film. It's clearly written by black people. Obviously acted by black people. But the dialogue, it didn't seem changed to, for lack of a better word, to mainstream it, to make sure your average Montana person might understand the vernacular or what they're talking about. I saw this at an advanced screening. So there was an audience and there was a large black contingent in the audience, and I'm in Seattle, so that's a lot. says a lot. It's hard to get a black audience in Seattle, Washington. But it got there. And the audience loved it. Definitely spoke to them. The humor, the situations. I mean, it felt at home to me. Like I really liked it, and I really liked the way they created the world. It centers around not just a weekend, but around Juneteenth. That's the holiday they're celebrating, and that they go away every weekend apparently, and. You know, there's a few shows out there that I've pointed to folks to go like, oh, if you want to gather what the real black experience is, here's these movies, these TV shows, which while acknowledging they're black, and clearly certain things wouldn't be said unless they were black, the movie isn't necessarily, okay, I want to say the movie doesn't feel like it's not just shouting, I'm black, the whole time. You know, if that's clear. I thought of it like the television show Insecure on HBO. I love that. And one of the things they talk about, it's about living black. And I feel like that's what this is about. And there are definitely, as it is, I don't know if it's close to, maybe satire I would describe it. There's a lot of messages in the film about what it is to be black and what you consider blackness and who, you know, kind of who's blacker, right? Those questions do come up and they address them in comical ways, but it is a serious issue. Colorism, how people are treated, our changing world of, you know, interracial relationships not being a big deal, but still discussed, right? I love the commentary in it. I love the commentary that it makes. I love the laughter. I love the way it made me laugh the whole time, and that it's grounded in truths of the moment. It wasn't a bunch of slapstick. There is some slapstick in it, but never over the top where I don't like it anymore, right? I felt like it stayed very much in its own. It created a world and played within those rules, and that's what I liked. Then I liked the cast. I liked them. I think they did a good job. A couple actors that I wasn't, they weren't necessarily my cup of tea as much. I felt like they were, I really feel like there was only like two actors that felt like they were playing a character rather than being truthful in it. But for the most part, the acting works great. And even the actors that are off a little to me made a good ensemble. So I like the ensemble a lot. It's a film that I would be happy to see it again. You know, I do think that it's rewatchable. I don't think people are going to give it the credit that it does deserve. I think the early reviews I did see kind of popping up. I try not to read them much other than maybe a headline if it catches me in the right moment. But the reviews I didn't see were as positive. I think it's because most audiences aren't going to get the humor, or it's going to be disconnected because it's not of their culture. And part of me says, this film wasn't written for you. If you didn't get those jokes, it wasn't written to be seen by you. And I don't think all films need to be. I don't think, and that's even, we're not even talking just culturally. I think some, like, you know, there's art house films are not made for the person that likes to go see only Marvel movies, right? And Marvel movies are, there's a lot of action movies that I really enjoy that I know people, I would never suggest them to, for them to be. So that is not a weakness in the script. That's kind of is what it is. It's just, if you didn't like the humor in it, this definitely wasn't made for you. And that takes away nothing from anybody. Okay. Let's see. What, I'm trying to think about the negatives. Always like, okay, here's what I liked about it. What didn't I like? There's, other than a couple of the actors, there's not a lot I didn't like. I do think there was, there were some elements of predictability that I didn't care for. I do like surprise, and it's funny, a relationship with horror comedies is, you know, it's almost easier to recognize some patterns, so you're not surprised as much by the big reveal, but usually, you know, you try to mask those, you try to hide them. You put up some razzle dazzle so you don't see them. And I was like, early on the moments, I was like, well, I mean, that's the bad guy, right? That's going to be the bad guy. And I caught that pretty quick. So they could have been less obvious, I think. In fact, in some ways, it made me wonder, what am I missing in that it was so obvious to me that maybe there's a point. Maybe there's a point that I didn't, that I'm not quite catching yet. Why do we make it him? Why, or her? I'm not spoiling nothing. Why is this person the villain, the foil of this? And what am I missing? Am I missing something? Is it just predictable in that sense? And I would say that's it. The some of the acting and the predictability of it. Predictability is a common theme that I have as far as weaknesses for it. But I would say the story did well. You know, another thing I liked, while it is a horror, while it is a comedy horror, I was actually thought it was a little light on the horror as far as the gore. It's there. Some things show up. Some things you go, oh, no, not to me. But I didn't feel like it went too far. And I'm a little sensitive with the horrors. I don't like too much gore. And I felt like this struck a really good balance of jump scares, building tension, and then without the payoff necessarily being a gigantic squirtle of blood, right? Like it was clean enough, like, I don't know, cleaned up, kind of like, you can see how they can cut this for TV a lot easier than a lot of horror films without missing things out of it, right? So I think they did a good job with that. Lots of applause for that. The lesson of the film, this, I'll say this, because lessons sometimes are hard to give from a film without, I don't know, spoiling some of it. But for me, the lesson of the film is this recurring theme in the film about a bordering on colorism without being so preachy or direct. I think it is, you know, the blackening, and it's from the sketch. Are you black enough? Is this a question that you should be asking? And I think that's where the lesson lies, is asking you the question. Should you really be asking that? Should you be questioning someone's blackness? What makes a person black? I think the lessons is to ask you those questions, to make you think maybe you shouldn't be asking those questions. That's as much as I can say, I think, on this. So I'll say this, my final word on the film. I think it's a very funny, this very funny horror comedy is hits on the nose from a cultural standpoint. It is deeper than you realize. or at least deeper than most people realize. It's a good time, doesn't take itself too seriously, and ends up with it ends up with a film that you end up enjoying the whole time. There's not a dull moment in it. Not that it's like an amusement park ride that's found that perfect balance of thrills and relaxation and brings you through that. It's an enjoyable ride that you wouldn't mind riding again. It's not your go-to. It's not your first one that you run into the park to see, to try again. And you have your time limit, right? I'll wait a half hour for this ride, but it ain't no 85-minute wait time. We're not doing that. Not with this ride. But overall, a really good experience. On my rating scale, love it, like it, or lose it, if you listened to the show before, I rate everything love it, like it, or lose it. Love it is the film that you run out and tell people they got to see it. To like it, that's a broad spectrum. That's, you know, it could be anything from being that remote control movie that you stop and put down your remote because it's on and you want to watch it. I don't know, it can give you a smile or a moment. And lose it is, I watch this movie so you don't have to, okay? And I think overall, taking everything into account, I'm going to give The Blackening a like it. While I did really enjoy it, I didn't feel urged to tell people they have to see it. I think, you will live without it. But it is, let me say this. I think The Blackening is going to mark itself in, it's going to be a film that other people will reference later on. As they're making more movies with people of color, The Blackening is always probably going to be mentioned. Not serious like a Jordan Peele horror, but in that comedy vein on things that are addressed, how just to do a film well doing it. It's definitely earned that. It's a solid like for me. And that's it. So, thank you for tuning in. Check out, I'll have the written review up on the site, yourwatchingamovie.com, and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and the YouTube channel wherever you intake these as you do. Thank you so much for listening to my review of The Blackening, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Yeah. Whether big or they small, no, for me, don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah. Yeah.